But first, let's take that first step. Step one, knowing where you are. This can be one of the least interesting steps for people as they first start, and you might be dreading this. In fact, you might even be thinking about fast-forwarding the tape right now. Hang with us. There's a point here. In fact, if you've ever been in a shopping mall, a place that I like to go, but if you've ever been in a shopping mall and you're trying to find the JCPenney's and you're over in the section where Sears is, it's a big mall. There's lots of wings to it. You can't quite figure out where you are, but there's a directory. And on that directory, you can find the stores. But it doesn't help unless you first know where you are. The first thing you need to do is find that little arrow, you are here. Calculating your financial situation is exactly the same. All we're doing is looking for the you are here arrow that is located on that directory that is your own financial report card. In fact, Rich Dad said that your financial statement is your report card for life. There's good news here for all of those who might have struggled in school. Your report card with grades doesn't count anymore. We're now going to take your report card for your financial life. And there's even better news here. As you go through the work of setting up your financial statement, you're going to learn habits that will stay with you the rest of your life. You're going to learn how to set financial goals. You're going to learn how to achieve your financial dreams. And first, you get to start by doing your own financial statement. So what we're going to do is start collecting data. Now, as an accountant, you know that this is something that's going to be near and dear to my heart and might not be to yours. But what we need to have you do is find your bank statements, find any investment funds, get all of the paper that you pull together to do your own financial statement.
Clear off your dining room table because you're going to have to put all that on the dining room table and go through it one piece after the other and make sure you pull out all of your income and all of your expenses.
In fact, you might find that you want to just set a weekend aside for this and set it as a goal. Remember, this isn't just a chore. This is actually determining the starting point. And after you do it the first time, I guarantee it will always be easier after this. So make your determination to get through this step by collecting the records you need to start to pull together your own financial statement.
And many of you might think, I know where I am. I know exactly where I am. I've read your materials. I know that I'm an E. I'm in the cash flow quadrant in E, and I want to go to the right side. Why do I have to take time to do my financial statement? Because I'm ready to go. What you know is what you do every month, and that's your checkbook. You write checks, that dreaded day every month where you have to sit down and pay your bills, and the money just comes in. But where is the money coming from? More than likely, it's coming from you getting up, going to work, working, and getting a paycheck. We want to help you change that. And the best way to change that is to assess how you're operating today and find the areas that you can quickly improve your financial position so you can move to the right side of the quadrant.
And by the way, as Sharon just said, many people live their life living in their checkbook. And if you're not sure exactly what record you might have in your checkbook, you're not alone. Did you know most people don't reconcile their checkbook? They don't even know what the balance is in it. So don't feel alone here. The checkbook is a great way to start to learn how to bring records together, and you're going to be changing some habits as you go. Also, good news, I can tell you that the people that are on the business side of this, the people that have made that step to being rich, they never have to balance their checkbooks. They hire other people. Now, if that isn't an incentive to keep going, I don't know what is.
Sounds like a great advertisement, Diane. But I will tell you, every check we write to Diane is well worth it. She is a valued advisor, and she keeps us going in the right direction. And I can guarantee you it's a much better solution than me trying to sit down and do it. And we're delighted to have her on our team. And that's also the other part of the cash flow quadrant we've talked about in Section 2. Left side of the quadrant is you as the Lone Ranger. Remember that S, Superman, E, employee. You're working for a company. You're working for your employer. We want to get you on the right side. That's where you operate as a team. You have a team of advisors around you. They help you. You don't have to know everything. In fact, you don't want to know everything. You want to know who to call. And when you know who to call and assess what you want to do, then you are empowered and you have the ability to make the decision as what's best for your financial future. Because what I decide is not going to necessarily be the same thing you decide. And that's what we want to do in this section. We want to go through lots of examples, lots of opportunities that you might find the right one for you that will allow you to take that first step. And believe me, that's the most important thing for you to do, the first step. Because after you take the first step, it gets a lot easier.
And I'll also give you another hint. We talked about clearing off the dining room table to get all your records. And as you go through the struggle or the fun, depending on your point of view, of creating your financial statement, you might find yourself struggling with some of the terms. This is just a key to think about and a hint. We are basing the financial statement format you see off of the game card that's used in the game Cash Flow. And I highly recommend the game as a way to learn the fun of creating financial statements. And yes, it can be fun. What we're doing now, though, is a real-life example, and you may need to actually unlearn some things you thought you knew about financial statements. As you've heard in the first two sections of the program, Rich Dad's ideas are different than what you've probably been told. Your banker has told you one thing, your accountant might have told you another, your parents might have told you something different. But what we're learning now is how to do a financial statement the Rich Dad way. In other words, we're setting up your beginning point for your path for financial wealth.
And most really sophisticated investors look at their own financial statement through the eyes of Rich Dad. They still want to buy their fun things and their toys, and we'll get into the definition of doodads later. You've already learned about that in section two. We're not saying you can't have doodads, but we're saying do your homework first. Build the assets and let your assets buy your doodads. Believe me, Diane and I both like our doodads. But the trick is to be able to find a way to expand your means, to find ways to increase your revenue and your income so that you can buy assets. Then the income that those assets generate will let you buy your doodads. And that's where we want to get you, and that's, I know, where you want to be so that you don't have to work for your money. Your assets are working for you.